Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today. This is what a bank run looks like in 2026. No line, there's just panic. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. We have a sponsor today, brightanswers.ai, which I will cover in a bit. But, you know, it's funny. Cover certain bleak things like this, like bank runs, and you know, you just have to go out to the ocean. You got to go out someplace beautiful to see this. But I want you to think about this. You know, when you think of a bank run, you think of chaos. You think of lines at the bank, the ATM not working. It doesn't work like that right now, guys. When you log into your bank, the bank just tells you, no, not going to get any money. Going to get nothing. What we're seeing is complete chaos when it comes to investment banks, and this is global right now. It's not just one bank. That's what people came to me and said, hey, I'm really concerned because it looks like there's 8 different banks that are having problems. You know, think about this. You get yourself to a certain point in life, you start making money, and you go to these investment banks, and you go in there, and they treat you beautifully. They have China. Hey, would you like some tea, Dan? It's like to sit down. We have snacks. We have fresh baked cookies that we got. They will validate your parking. They will treat you right. But the problem with it is you can't get any money. The first one that hit the news was UBS. UBS has a real estate fund, and they are not allowing withdrawals from the real estate fund for 3 years. Now, think about this. Tell me what the real estate market's going to look like 3 years from now. 36 months from today. Well, we're in the middle of a commercial crash right now. Things are falling apart like we've never seen. I have so many real estate brokers, including people like Broker Aaron from the other side of the country, complete opposite direction of where I'm at, on the East Coast, sending me stories that he's getting about how businesses are selling, buildings are selling, excuse me, for, you know, 75% off. You're seeing craziness right now. And these real estate funds, oh, wait a second, you can't get your money out right now. Well, what's that going to look like 36 months from now? And again, go back to the fact that it's $1.3 billion has been frozen right now. You have a total was sent to me today, was almost $25 trillion when you add up all these banks, $25 trillion. A few billion here, a few billion there, and then it adds up. But you've got all this money put into these private investments, and now people cannot get their money out. So UBS is the first problem, and we're going to call it the UBS shock, because right now, when it comes to the real estate market, it's horrible right now. But what's it going to look like 3 years from now? What are interest rates going to be 3 years from now? What is your home going to be worth 3 years from now? You have no clue. None. None of us do. 3 years ago, you could get a deal on property. Now you can't. Does that mean it's going to collapse? Are we going to see things fall to the floor? Who knows? Who knows? But you can't get your money out. 3 years without money. Now, let's put it this way. What if these people romanced you and said, listen, Dan, you should invest in the UBS real estate fund because it pays out so much and you're earning 15% on your money. Oh my gosh, no, I'm making that up. But this is all nonsense. It's a complete lie, okay? And the lie is that you can't get your money out, so who cares what it's worth? I have been told by some of these people that the money, I mean, it's staggering amounts of money. These kids are going to break the law and jump off the bridge. So let's see if they're gonna do that. Now, it's not a delay, it's a lock. You have your money locked up. People invest and save. I got a YouTube channel. You guys want to jump for the YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready to jump for the YouTube channel?
Oh, okay.
All right, wait. Right now, go.
When, I don't know why you're going to do it.
From five.
Come on, guys, okay?
No, I can't do it.
Time is money, then don't. Somebody do it. Oh, nice. Thank you. Yeah, don't succumb to peer pressure. Just say no. Okay. Anyways, the next one is the company that everybody loves to hate, and that's BlackRock. BlackRock right now, guys, is locking their money and limiting people to 5%. Now think about this. You've made enough money in your life. You're big time. You've put, let's say, $1 million away. Well, you know, Dan, we can let you have $50,000 out this year. What's that going to do for somebody? Let's say your kid's going to college. Let's say you're going to buy a house or buy a car, for that matter. I need more than 50 grand. But for the rest of us, it's 5%. 5%. Wanted to take you guys on a different route to the island. But these kids, just jumping and making bad choices. It was great. Thank you, guys. Got it on camera, so. Oh, anyways, they're not my kids. So, I allegedly. Yeah, you'll see it tomorrow morning. Anyways. So, BlackRock, you know, over $1 billion is out of their, they're out of their funds, and they had to cap withdrawals at 5%. Now, think about this. It's not their money. It's your money. It's your money, and it's the bank run. It's the bank run of 2026. And with that, you're not being able to go out and get your funds. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Okay? Now, I love coming to the island. It's just nice. Beautiful. This is where they put the Formula One car every year. Guy sold his McLaren stock, so that's why they had the fake McLaren this year. Finally got the skinny on that. So, the next one, which is my favorite, is Morgan Stanley. More people will have access to Morgan Stanley. A lot of you out there have accounts at Morgan Stanley. My guy Jeffrey is so good. He's such a great guy, and he's just letting, you know, everything's growing. He's put me in so many good investments. Well, now they're telling 50% of the people that go to Morgan Stanley, they're telling them, can't have your money. So, Dan, you get your money, but Jeff doesn't get his money. Jennifer, no. Mark, you want your money? Yeah, go ahead. Wouldn't that infuriate you? Wouldn't that infuriate you? And again, Morgan Stanley. You guys, I'm telling you this. I've been in there, okay? Listen, would you like tea? And again, they're on. When you get married and you get, you know, the nice crystal and you get the china silverware, you got the china, the plates, the silverware, all that stuff. It's nicer than that when you go to good old Morgan Stanley. But they're telling you that they want to limit the money you take out, and they want you capped at, again, 5%. This is going to affect every one of us. Now, here is where it comes to crosses the bridge to the rest of us, and that is, wait a second, Dan, I don't have an investment bank. I've got Wells Fargo. I've got, you know, Bank of America, Union Bank, you know, what's the other, BMO, okay? But you're going to see this, guys. You're seeing $1.5 billion is trapped with these banks, and the private banking funds, not letting people get it. Investors request the money, and the funds just say no. Again, the bank run of 2026. Well, don't you have other investments, Dan? Don't you have another location you have your money in? Right now, think about this. With Morgan Stanley, double the amount was requested to be taken out than was put in the bank in the last 12 months. Well, wait a second. That's not good math. Okay? So, once again, it gets worse. The bigger problem that nobody's talking about, these funds were never designed for everybody to take them out at once. That's what you don't care. All you care about is the money in your own bank. You don't care about any other investor. You don't care about any other investment bank. You don't care about Joan down the street. You don't care. You care about the rich people on this island. You know? I'm telling you, people will come out here and live for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a week to rent these places. Okay? Well, it's kind of fun. You want to live down here. I always thought I wanted to live here until you experience the traffic, until you experience a guy like me walking by with a camera and you having zero privacy. None. Hey, isn't that Dan's house? What are you cooking, Dan? You know, it's funny. They're talking about how people that put their money in these banks, they don't realize it. They put their money in things that are hard to sell. Private loans, commercial real estate, long-term deals. Ask broker Aaron. I'm telling you, that guy, you want to buy a building right now? You call a guy like that. You call anybody with experience of, you know, almost 20 years of doing something, and these are the people that are going to be able to get you the best deal. You know, just completely crazy. It's a systematic risk, and it doesn't make a bit of difference of what industry. They're all hurting right now, and it's not just one company that made a bad decision. That's the thing. You have 8 banks right now. Read all the links below. I'm paraphrasing all the stuff put together, but it's all story time back and forth. But what's going to happen is, you know, the idea with this is they want us to get to a central bank digital currency. They want us to get to that. Now, one day we talk about how, isn't it great, cash is king, and everybody's going to have to take cash in this state, New York and Ohio and all these different places that everybody's written me about. But then you get stories like this. You know, one bank got a $1.8 trillion space in exposure. Got $1 trillion. Think about loans. We've talked about the commercial real estate loans that have to be refinanced between now and 4th of July. Notice you don't hear anything about that. Well, you don't hear anything about it because these banks can't refinance it. You have more real estate right now, commercial real estate, where people, there's vacancies, there's office buildings that no one's paying for, but you've got to keep the lights on. And it's funny. In one city, I was in Tustin, and there's a restaurant that I went by and filmed about 2 months ago because they're selling the shopping center. The lights are still on. And I'm like, who is paying for the electrical in this vacant spot that they can't rent out? So someone's paying for it, you know? Once again, this is what a bank run looks like in 2026. You're gonna see panic. You're gonna see people get freaked out, get angry, get upset, just for the simple fact that they can't get their money out. Not everybody's loaded. Not everybody has multiple accounts. And I've had all these people, a friend of mine lives in a pension, wife went through a cancer ordeal last year, and she's fine right now. She's back to work, which is what she wants to do. But this is not normal. This is not normal business. It's the hospital group that she's getting, that she works for, is not getting paid. She's an administrator, and they're not getting paid in a timely manner. She's like, did you ever imagine a hospital not getting paid? Well, does it go back to all the fraud and all the questions that everybody has? Who knows? But you need to warn yourself and prepare yourself and your spouse and your mate. If it's you by yourself, get real with this. Protect yourself. Have multiple bank accounts. Have, you know, if you live in a pension, make sure you have money out of the bank. So if something goes down like this and you're affected, you can eat and pay your bills. Okay? Remember, there's no crowd to this. It's all silent. That's the worst part about this. There's more to cover. Look at how low the tide is. Let's talk about our sponsor, brightanswers.ai. I love this search engine. It's different. If you have a question in regards to food, science, money, this is a great place to go. You've got over 250,000 science papers were put into this. It's absolutely unbelievable. 100,000 books were put into this. Millions of articles covering everything was put into this to come up with your answers. So it's all curated. You just ask the questions. Go to brightanswers.ai. It's free. You can use it a few times. Then they'll ask you for your email address. But you can check it out today and get answers. I love doing this. I love checking it out. I love putting my videos into it. I love asking it questions about health, food items, everything. Money, I ask it all. Check it out today. Brightanswers.ai. Like I said, it's absolutely free to try. Check it out today, brightanswers.ai. Now, this is getting worse right before our eyes. Eris and Apollo, $1.5 billion has been locked up. And they're telling him, this is a feature. This is a feature to protect you, protect your money. Well, I need my money. No. Keep it in the fund. You can't get it. Imagine this. They're just telling these people, no, you just can't get the money. It's your money, but no, not today. It's all locked up. And again, we're protecting you. It's a feature to the bank. This is disastrous. And what you need to do for yourself is look at your own bank. Are you seeing anything that's questionable right now? Doing a study on Bank of America and Wells Fargo, how they're having problems where the banks are getting taken. The bank accounts of people, individuals, are getting taken over because of mysterious charges and things like this. Are you getting outrageous fees? Questionable bank fees. Anything right now. Anything weird, check. Log into your bank. Walk into your bank. Well, Dan, I've got less than $2,500 in my bank. You should go in there and you should get your questions answered. I am telling you this. There is no time like the present to do this. These people don't want to sit there and introduce themselves to a manager just to sit there and say, hey, if you ever have a check, if you ever have anything that comes through that's questionable, you want to be able to walk in and talk to a person and have this happen for the little guy, for the little guy. I keep, you know, $1.5 billion being locked. It's crazy. None of us have a billion. If you have $1 billion in one bank, you're an idiot. Elon doesn't have that. Think about it. So it's normal to lock up your money. It's not. It's not at all. You know? They're not out of money. They just don't want you to get your money. Remember that. Please remember that. Don't forget we have the private channel, which is iAllegedly Live. You sign up at iAllegedly.tv. Make sure you're part of the email list because I have the coolest thing ever. You go to the video description to sign up for the email. And check out Bright Answers. I love that thing. It's very, very cool. And it's run by a lot of smart people that are smarter than me. But think about it. There's no run to the bank. It's not in the news. You're barely seeing this. Eight different financial institutions. Eight are having this problem. Is your bank one of them? Is your private portfolio with one of them? Find out. Get the questions answered. Okay? Reach out anytime. It's hello@iAllegedly.com. But again, this is what a bank run looks like in 2026. And it started. Good luck to everybody.